do you interpret the meaning of words based on who's delivering them? I was thinking about this the other day when a client of mine became aggravated with one of my team members' email response that I actually wrote. Before you react to the person, comprehend the words. It all started when my client got snappy with my team member. I don't know if he was in a bad mood that day or strapped for time. It flustered my team member so much that I told him that I would write the proper and polite response back, but I still needed him to be the one to respond. Seems safe, right? Your boss's pre-approved response should calm the situation down. Well, to my surprise, it didn't and only escalated the situation. My client was so upset about my team member's reply, he messaged me on the side to tell me he didn't appreciate my team member's response, that he didn't know the proper way to speak to him the way I did. If only my client knew I'm the one who wrote that response. In analyzing the situation, I think it had very little to do with what was said, but rather who said it. Did it sound different to my client coming from a male versus a female, or an employee versus the owner of the company? The pitch challenge today, remove your bias on people and focus on the words. Our minds can play tricks on us. Gender, racial, or seniority biases you have with people can easily make the meanings of words sound different. This isn't fair to the messenger. So if you feel any offenses, pause and imagine a person whom you are more comfortable with delivering the same message and see if you still feel put off or offended. It's a good little test to try to make sure you are not overreacting, leading people to question why.